The Money Show.
Consumer Ninja.
Wendy Nola is her name. Wendy Nola, good evening to you. All eyes on the banks.
Yes, so, you know, I mostly say negative things when I talk about banks. That's my job. People raise their complaints with me and I investigate and whatnot. And by the way, 2 weeks on, I'm still waiting for the National Credit Regulator's view on whether Nedbank can legally charge its credit card holders a 50 Rand maintenance fee every month on top of the service fee. I was told yesterday that they are taking this very seriously and they are seeking legal opinion, so I'll need to get back to you on that. But tonight, I want to give credit where it's due. Last Friday in Johannesburg, I attended the 20th awards made by the Ombudsman for Banking Services to the banks that they liaise with in weighing up consumer complaints. Not only they award to the banks, the Category A banks, the big ones, and Category B, the smaller ones, to the banks themselves, and then also to people within their dispute adjudication teams that they want to commend for really tackling consumer complaints with passion and gusto and timeously and all that stuff.
So this is an award ceremony to an industry that earns very good fees and pays very good salaries to people to do the job. On top of that, you need awards as a little pat on the head to say you did very well.
You cynic. Yes, well, I suppose a little appreciation goes a long way in terms of motivation. So the banking ombuds adjudicators have to send all the complaints they get to teams within each bank and say, listen, your customer is really not happy here. This is what they say. What do you say? They try and stop these things becoming fully opened cases. They try and mediate and get them to say, okay, listen, there's an 80-year-old woman who's been defrauded. How about you just reimburse her because, you know, this is a vulnerable customer or whatever. And only if they don't have a meeting of the minds, so then it becomes a full-on case, etc. So they rely on those people within the banks to do the whole treating customers fairly thing and whatever. So, as you know, it's been a particularly disrupted year. For months and months, both the OBS adjudicating staff members and the bank's dispute teams were working entirely from home. They had to ramp up, you know, all the systems, and plus there was an increased workload because, as we've discussed many times in this slot, Bruce, the banks, many of them, you know, didn't quite handle their distressed customers as well as they could have in many respects. So this was an occasion to honor the banks that did things right this year. And APSA was the one that was had most to be proud of. They won the Category A Bank Award. Discovery Bank won Category B, which are the smaller banks. I'm getting a lot of complaints from Discovery Bank customers at the moment. So
What's going wrong there primarily? What are they concerned about?
A lot of it is just around lack of communication, I must say. So, yes, let's hope they get that sorted out. Clearly, their dispute adjudication teams are communicating very well with the Office of the OBS, so that's good. And then the individual awards, so they look at treating complainants with dignity and respect and giving them the right level of attention, being prompt and efficient, initiating or improving measures to be of better service,
Can I suggest, Wendy, I mean, I know that a little compliment goes a long way and people work in a bank and it's a thankless environment. But it does seem desperate that we have to be nice to people to do their jobs.
Well, I agree with you on that. But I also, as someone that's been dealing with consumer complaints for 22 years, I do think that the people, yes, it's their job and yes, it's my job. But I do think that those that do it particularly well and with the right attitude and empathy and everything else do deserve a nod. Do it deserve a moment of appreciation? And that moment of appreciation for the big bank, among the big banks, was a woman called Karen Jonker who works for APSA. And I had a little chat with her. And it just, everything she said about, you know, giving the customers, you know, giving them a call, especially older customers. They appreciate an actual conversation. Younger customers actually say, don't call me, send me a WhatsApp, talk to our lawyer. They don't like it at all. But there are a lot of older customers, and she enjoys taking the time to talk to them. Their job, her and her five colleagues, their job has been made a lot easier in the last year or two because EBSA completely changed its approach to fraud cases. So they now literally will, in most cases, reimburse customers who are victims of fraud. And that has made a huge difference to the number of complaints that's going to the OBS. But she said this year the big problem, that's helped a lot for her and her colleagues. But the big issue this year was, of course, so many people lost income, all their income or a lot of their income. And there's just nothing you can do if there's no prospect of income coming in. They're losing their houses and their cars. And she said, you know, for those people for her and her team to be, and all the same in the other banks, to have to say, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do to help you. She says she'll never get over that. It's just the most difficult, awful, heart-wrenching thing. And I think, come on, Bruce, I spend so much time bashing the banks, but I just think a little moment of recognition for those people. I think I have empathy because I deal with these distressed people.
You're taking your guilty conscience out on us, Wendy.
No, I'm
That's
not.
What you're doing.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I just think,
Wendy,
well done. She's won it 3 years in a row. That was the thing. Karen Jonker.
But
well
then, again, and I'm hoping that she's being suitably rewarded by her employer because clearly she's blimmin' good at her job. And she shouldn't.
3 years in a row.
Yeah, she shouldn't need external praise. She'd be praised internally. That's the only place it counts.
She was.
In her pocket.
She was.
Good.
Anyway, there you are. That's my little moment of being nice to the banks. I'll be back to normal next week.
Oh, thank goodness. I was worried about you. I was about to send somebody around with one of those little handheld thermometers, thinking you'd picked up an infection or something. Wendy Nola, a consumer nicer person. Ninja next week. Back again.